Why is Israel supposed to do it? It says right there in the verse, so that your descendants will know that I had the Israelites live in Sukkot when I brought them out of Egypt. So living in Sukkot for 7 days is a reminder of how Adonai provided for us when we were in the wilderness. That's the primary reason for doing it. So Leviticus 23 gives us the most information about Sukkot. The rest of the Torah will mostly reiterate what we already learned here. And we'll summarize that in just a minute. For now, though, let's move on to Numbers 29. We're not going to read that. Numbers 29, verses 12 through 34. Basically, verse 12 reiterates a lot of what we already know. And then the rest of those verses outline the types of offerings that need to be done. Verse 35, we see the first mention of Yom HaShmini Atzeret. We see the full name written out, which means the eighth day closing assembly. Now, in Judaism, it's usually referred to as Shemini Atzeret. The complete biblical phrase is Yom, meaning day, HaShmini, the eighth, and Atzeret, assembly. And I just thought you might find this interesting. This is a chart of the Sukkot sacrifices. And just by looking at the chart, you ought to notice that there's a pattern with the bull sacrifices. That on the first day, it starts with 13 bulls, and one is subtracted each day, ending on the seventh day with only 7 bulls. And when you add all that together, it equals 70 bulls. So I just thought it was interesting because I asked myself, now why didn't the Lord just have them sacrifice 10 bulls a day? Why did he start with 13 and work his way down to 7? What is he counting down toward, and what does ending on 7 mean? I don't know if there's any significance with that. Obviously, Scripture doesn't tell us, and we could speculate all we want. I found the pattern to be fascinating, so I thought I'd share that with you. Now, let's move on to Deuteronomy, and we'll finish out what the Torah has to say about Sukkot. Deuteronomy chapter 16. We'll begin in verse 13. Celebrate the feast of Sukkot for 7 days after you've gathered the produce of your threshing floor and your wine press. So again, this is speaking of ingathering. You're bringing in everything. Everything that's on your threshing floor, everything in your wine press, everything should be all brought in by the feast. Verse 14, be joyful at your feast. You, your sons and daughters, your men servants and maid servants, and the Levites, the sojourners, the fatherless, and the widows who live in your towns. So verse 14, again, commands rejoicing. Does that make any sense to you to have rejoicing commanded to you? I think sometimes we need to be reminded that we need to rejoice. So being told to rejoice is sometimes a good thing too. All right, verse 15. For 7 days, celebrate the feast to Adonai your God at the place Adonai will choose. For Adonai your God will bless you in all your harvest and in all the work of your hands, and your joy will be complete. So the feast is supposed to be observed for 7 days at the place where Adonai will choose. Where's that place? Jerusalem, that's right. We find out later that it's Jerusalem. So this is where Sukkot is supposed to take place, just like all of the Moedim, in Jerusalem. And the joy that we're commanded to experience comes from the blessing of the harvest that we've received and the work of our hands. So we receive the joy, not just because the blessing's been poured out on us, but because by the work of our own hands, we've brought in that harvest. Because if we didn't bring it in, it would just be standing there in the fields or hanging there on the vine. And what good would that be? It would eventually become a dead harvest. So the blessing and the joy comes from bringing in that harvest by the work of our own hands. So here's a summary so far. This is what Torah says about the Feast of Sukkot. Sukkot begins on the 15th day of the 7th month. It lasts for 7 days. And the first day is a holy convocation and a rest day and a no-work day, just like Yom Teruah. It is called the Feast of Sukkot. It's also called the Feast of Ingathering. And it closes the annual harvest cycle. It is to be celebrated in Jerusalem. That's the only place where Sukkot can be kept. And there are 4 primary commands that are given for Sukkot. First, live in Sukkot for 7 days. This is the command for all native-born Israelites. Second, to make sacrifices for each of the 7 days.